Buying has been strong at this week's art auctions in Manhattan, despite a weakened stock market and in spite of last year's trial that exposed years of price fixing at Sotheby's and Christie's. However, the market still may not be strong enough to sustain three major international auction houses. David Darcy reports.
The contemporary art auctions were packed this week. Specialists like Laura Paulson at Sotheby's saw signs that the beleaguered auction house had regained the confidence of its clients after an evening sale took in almost $80 million, which included more than $13 million for a painting by Willem de Kooning.
People want a Lichtenstein from the 60s, de Kooning woman from 52, Franz Kline black and white painting, Tebow's very best painting of freeways. All of these things are what keeps the market going.
Confidence was not a word used in association with Sotheby's last year, when its chairman and principal stockholder, Alfred Taubman, was convicted of price fixing. Taubman is now serving a year in federal prison. Sotheby's former CEO pleaded guilty and is confined to her Upper East Side co-op. This year, confidence is a word being used advisedly at Phillips de Paris in Luxembourg, the third largest auctioneer after Sotheby's and Christie's. At Phillips, which began its high-profile Impressionist, Modern, and Contemporary auctions 2 years ago, results are mixed. Phillips' contemporary sale brought in $24 million, evidence for its contemporary specialist, Michael McGinnis, that the house had found younger buyers for art that it could readily obtain.
I think it's a less finite market. I mean, you think of Impressionist paintings and modern paintings, it's a category where artists aren't producing anymore, obviously. We're working in a category where the artists, a lot of the pinnacle artists represented by artists like Jeff Koons, are still producing material. So there's constant, you know, sort of revolution and sort of circulation of fresh material. Plus, I think it's represents a younger generation's taste and aesthetic.
But Phillips' Impressionist and Modern sale this season took in only $7 million, less than one-seventh of its low estimate. Even the rare Picasso on the cover of its catalog didn't sell. To the trade, this was a sign of Phillips' weakness since Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy, the company that owned Phillips, stopped guaranteeing high prices to people who sold art there. Guaranteeing prices to consigners, the people who give art to auction houses to sell, became so competitive that the auction houses were promising prices that the market could not bear. Phillips, led by LVMH's French CEO Bernard Arnault, lost hundreds of millions of dollars. LVMH reduced its ownership share in Phillips last spring. The problem, says William Ruprecht, Sotheby's CEO, is that if you insist on buying market share to lure consigners away from the competition, you have to be able to make money selling it.
What's the competitive environment like when you're ready to pay $50 for something worth $20? I'll tell you that anybody is prepared to spend $50 for something worth $20. They'll consistently be able to control and secure that property. And that's not a business strategy which I think recommends itself to anybody over the short or the long term, as Monsieur Arnault's departure from Phillips would indicate.
Bernard Arnault's stated strategy at Phillips was to view art as part of a luxury business, like handbags or champagne. That won't work, says dealer Richard Feigen, especially when the Impressionist whose work you're selling is dead.
If he wants to make more Louis Vuitton bags, he gets another bag factory and makes more of them. If the Japanese stop buying Louis Vuitton bags, then he cuts back and closes down a factory and fires a few thousand people. But the auction business isn't like that. In other words, you can't produce inventory. The factories are closed. So the question is not being able to sell it, which may be the concept of a marketer like Arnault. The problem is obtaining inventory. And that is out of his control, out of my control. None of us can control it. And that's what makes it a bad business, not because you can't sell it.
But with contemporary art, that's not true. Artists are still alive, and they're often mass-producing work. At this week's sale, Phillips sold a Jeff Koons sculpture that was one of four for more than $2 million, including the buyer's premium. Sotheby's sold a painting of a Koons sculpture for almost $300,000. Phillips' CEO, Simone de Puri, says more inventory brings more new customers.
What you see with new generations of collectors entering the market, they are far more interested by art of the last 50 to 60 years than late 19th century art. And I think one will see more and more the contemporary sales do very, very well and having higher and higher totals versus the impressionist sales, which may be in relation to the contemporary contemporary will no longer dominate it as much as they used to in the past.
If Phillips has a future as a major auction house, and not all experts think it does, it's likely to be in the contemporary field. But the risk is that buyers there tend to be younger, with newer money that's more susceptible to a sudden economic downturn. Also, art styles desirable at auction now could be out of fashion and unsellable in 5 years. Dealer Richard Feigen says that all three major auction houses have new buildings and high overheads, and more competition, even for contemporary art, could make an inherently risky business all the riskier.
There's no material. As art has become monetized over the last decade, people are no longer regarding it as an expendable luxury. They're holding on to it, particularly since the world currency seems to be unstable. Fixed income investments seem unstable because of the potentiality for increased interest rates, and the stock markets are unstable, so people more and more want to hold on to these things and are less likely to consign them to auction. So it's really intrinsically a bad business. These are hungry beasts that demand a lot of food, and the food's not there. So eventually I think they're all going to starve.
The stock at Sotheby's, the only public company among the three major auction houses, was trading at around $8 a share the week of the contemporary sales, about half its share price this time last year. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.